You are Locked On Jazz, your daily podcast on the Utah Jazz. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
It is Locked On Jazz for the 22nd of December. NBA opens. The reason you should be most excited as a Jazz fan. And NBA odds and tiers. We're all looking at it today on Locked On Jazz. Pow! How are you? I'm David Locke, radio voice of the Utah Jazz, Jazz NBA insider. This is Locked On Jazz, your daily podcast on the Utah Jazz, giving you insight, expertise, geeky numbers, and hopefully making it way better to be a Jazz fan each and every day. Today's show is brought to you by 1010, the exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Find out more about this exciting limited edition collection of diamond engagement rings launching January 18th at BlueNile.com. All right, what's got you the most excited to be a Jazz fan this year? I've got something for you. And I think it's probably the item that should have you the most fired up. And that is the evolution of the Rudy Gobert Donovan Mitchell pick and roll. In the simplest form, this shouldn't be that surprising, right? They have now played together for 3 years, and they're getting better and better at the pick and roll every time. But this is the key to the Jazz. Donovan and Rudy together. And the fact is, they didn't used to be good together. If we go back and look at the development of their pick and roll together, in the 17-18 season, so Donovan's rookie year, Donovan not quite probably knowing how to play point guard, them not having a relationship yet, they ran 859 pick and rolls. I'll review these numbers. Don't worry. I'm going to inundate you with a bunch of stuff, but we'll come back to it. In those 859 pick and rolls, they averaged 0.94s per pick. Okay, the league average last year on pick and rolls was 0.95. So I don't know what it was in 17-18. I could find that, but just let's say they were slightly below average. In the 18-19 season, they went from the 859 picks they ran their first year to 1,400 picks, 1,430 picks, but they were actually worse. They were 0.92 points per pick. So they weren't good. In the opening 2 years that they ran the pick and roll together when we had Ricky Rubio or other choices, the Jazz were not particularly good. Now, you can start to dig into it and try to look at it and whether Derek Favors was on the floor or what the various reasons were. But the bottom line is they weren't good at it. And actually, when you dig into the numbers on the Favors factor, it's not as big as you would think. I dug into it last night. And when you look at it and you look at their pick and roll, in the 17-18 season, with Favors on the floor, that was 309 of the 859 picks. They were 0.93. They were 0.94 overall. So even the lack of space wasn't necessarily the problem. It might have been the problem. It didn't show statistically. Visually, it was the problem. In the 18-19 season, 61% of Don's pick and roll. So here's a big jump. In 17-18, 37% of Donovan Mitchell's pick and rolls are with Rudy Gobert. By 18-19, 61% of his pick and rolls are with Rudy Gobert. Quinn's like, all right, guys, you're going to have to figure this out. And they go from running 859 to 1,400. With Favors on the floor, that pick and roll was awful. In 18-19, they averaged 0.86 points per pick. In the 1100, and when Favors on the floor, they were at 0.93. So a little improvement, but still not very good. Just really bad when the floor was clogged and Favors was on the floor. And you could visually see it. Like, Donovan drove the lane. If he ran into Favors guy one more time, I thought he was going to lose it. So last year, they spread the floor. Donovan gets better. They show more variety. Donovan runs 45% of his pick and rolls with Rudy Gobert for about 1,026, not about, for 1,026 picks. So down about 400 from the year before, but they're awesome. They average 1.09 points per pick and roll. Awesome. They go from the last 2 years prior, the 2,300 pick and rolls they ran, they were 0.93, below league average. League average is about 0.95 on a pick and roll, as I said. Last year, they, for the year, were 1.09 points per pick and roll. And you can see it in preseason right now, how well those two have built chemistry to work together and become a combination. Rudy's flipping picks. They're working together. You can see the synergy as they move into year four. It makes some sense, right? Like, they're now, in their career, they're at about 3,500 pick and rolls. Maybe a little less. 860, 1430, 22, about 3,200. They're, and if you think about that for a second, in their, you know, in the first year, they run the 860, they double that, you know, they increase that number by like 150%, then they increase it by another 100% the next year. Like, you're just on this exceptional rise of knowledge between each other. Here's where it gets even more exciting. If you split the picks in half last year, so they had 1,026 picks for the season, they were 1.09. I mean, that is a dramatic increase. In the final 500 picks of the season, they were at 1.12 points per pick and roll. How good is that? That is the second best pick and roll combination in the NBA from January 26th on, behind only Dame Lillard and Hassan Whiteside. After January 1st, Joe and Rudy, I'll get into that in a second, are the second and third best pick and roll combinations in the NBA, only trailing Chris Paul and Danilo Gallinari. Of the 100 most common pick and roll combinations last year in the NBA, the best was Lou Williams and Jamichael Green at 1.15 points per chance. The only combo better than 1.12, Middleton and Lopez, Rudy and Donovan were eighth best in the NBA last year at 1.09. So Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert have gone from a below average pick and roll combination for two straight years to one of the top 10 pick and roll combinations in the NBA. Now, frankly, you've seen it, you've heard it, Rudy's complaint that Donovan doesn't get him the ball. Rudy's right. Well, Rudy was right. Some of these numbers are striking. In the 17-18 season, despite running 859 pick and rolls together, Donovan Mitchell passed to Rudy Gobert 69 times all year for him to take a shot. 69. And Rudy scored 47 field goals. Now, every pick and roll is not an isolated pick and roll. In other words, Rudy can set multiple picks on a pick and roll, but let's make sure we understand that just out of the amount of picks that Rudy sent, 859 picks, in their rookie year, Donovan Mitchell threw 8%, on 8% of those picks did Donovan Mitchell hit Rudy Gobert with a pass. 8%. In the 18-19 season, remember, this is really where Quinn basically says, and he does this to them last year. I mean, Quinn specifically says to them last year, you guys have got to figure this out. He matched their minutes for almost all year so that they'd have to figure this out. So in the 18-19 season, Donovan actually now throws 105 passes to Rudy instead of just 69. Still not a great percentage. And it's not that easy, frankly, to just throw those passes. Let's make sure we understand. It's still about just 8% of all picks Rudy set does Donovan throw a pass to Rudy. In the 1920 season, that number goes up. In the 1920 season, now Donovan is hitting Rudy on 11% of all passes. And Rudy scores a field goal. It's not a high rate again. On about 6% of all the times he sets a pick for Donovan, he gets a field goal. The year prior, just to put it in context, it was at 4%. Those are big jumps. That pass is not that easy. Teams are trying to take Rudy's dunk away. But what we're seeing in the growth here is the growth of Donovan as a ball handler, as someone who's beginning to learn how to help his teammates. Donovan has done this remarkable thing about openly talking about being a facilitator. And in the 17-18 season, on 5% of all picks set, Rudy got a field goal. In 18-19, it actually went down to 4%, and then it's gone back up to 6%. On 11% of any pick Rudy sets. Remember, Rudy might be setting multiple picks on play. 11%, he now gets a pass. This is the number one reason you should be excited about the Utah Jazz season, is the development of the Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert pick and roll moving logically forward in understanding each other. That, my friends, should fire you up. BetOnline AG presents a brand new show on the Locked On Podcast Network. It's called Locked On Bets. Hosted by your boy Q and Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports, BetOnline AG brings you the fast-moving 12-minute, 10-minute show on the three or four games you should play that night. It's all available, and you can play it on betonline.ag. Betonline.ag has got the NBA season for you, and right now it's got a free account at betonline.ag. You use the promo code LOCKEDON, you get a 50% welcome bonus. Promo code LOCKEDON, you get a 50% welcome bonus. One place that has you covered, one place to trust. The NFL games, college bowl games are starting, and the NBA season is underway. So don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your BetOnline sports experts, presents Locked On Bets, your daily sports betting podcast on the Locked On Podcast Network. Today's show is brought to you by Murdoch Hyundai, located at 4646 South State Street, also located in Linden and in Logan. The Murdochs are doing wonderful things for the holidays with the great boot drive for the Utah foster kids. They also continue to have the Murdoch Sure program, making sure that you're COVID safe during this period of time. In fact, you can do all your shopping online, have them bring you the car and check it out. Make sure you check out the 2020 Hyundai Sonata. I was fortunate enough to drive the Sonata for a while. It is a sporty looking car. They've remodeled it. It is drives beautifully, has every bell, every whistle, every safety feature. It is a rocking car. The Hyundai Sonata will blow your mind. When you think of the Hyundai brand, I don't think you're thinking of what the Hyundai Sonata is. Go check that out. We are big fans of the Santa Fe, as you probably have heard. We've got two of them in the house. The Tucson's a smaller SUV. The Kona's the zippy little SUV, and the new Palisade. Absolutely beautiful. So make sure you stop by Murdoch Hyundai in Logan, in Linden, and at 4646 South State Street. And when you do, please take a moment beforehand and email me at dlock09@gmail.com. We'll set you up. We'll give you the VIP treatment. That's dlock09@gmail.com. We'll get you the meeting before it starts. That's all at Murdoch Hyundai. If you did not grab the Locked On NBA previews, they were fabulous. We had huge audience numbers to them. They're unique. The last one was the Northwest Division, if you only care about our division. But if you have a little binge listening to do to catch up on the NBA season before it starts, I would suggest that. All right, I wanted to grab a little bit more from Ryan Smith and Rudy Gobert the other day. I thought that was important. And then I think we'll run through some of the predictions, tiers, odds, some notes on teams to get ready for the NBA season. So I want to start with Rudy. I want to go back to Rudy. His comment yesterday about not having a super team was so great, about Alex Jensen, about his mom. We all heard those yesterday on the show. If you did not, please go back and listen. I thought this was great, kind of about Rudy thinking about and talking about his own journey. And there's a few moments in this where I think we can forget what Rudy's been through.
I mean, for me, it's unbelievable. You know, coming from getting drafted 27th from France, barely played my first year, went to the G League a few times. You know, I mean, all the struggles and all the hard work, you know, that's been done, and all the people that, you know, believed in me behind closed doors and helped me, you know, get better every single day. I think it means a lot, not just for me, but for all the kids out there that, you know, that feel like they're being overlooked, or they feel like they're not where they should be. You know, I think it's motivating, and that's the story I wanna tell, and you know, I wanna make sure that people understand that it's not, you know, it's all about work. It's all about work. It's all about, you know, believing in yourself, believing in your team, believing in the people around you, and you know, that's what it is.
I mean, I go back to watching Rudy in the draft workout. Brandon Davies was in that workout. Davies goes up for a layup on a fast break. It seems impossible that anybody can get there, and Rudy just outstretches and blocks it. I remember just, wow, how is that possible? The other ones that jump out to me about Rudy, and I'll be honest, I have this memory, and I just want to say I actually tried to reach out to Ian Clark the other day, because I actually had this feeling like that there's some part of this that is like some like urban legend that I've convinced in my mind to be true, because it just doesn't seem like this is the way anybody would ever do this. But my memory is, we spend the night in LA, and at the time we were staying at the Marina Del Rey Ritz-Carlton, and the next day we play the Lakers or Clippers that night, and then Rudy and Ian get sent to the G League, and they spend the next night in the La Quinta Hotel by the LAX. And I even have this memory, and this is where I kind of think I'm wrong, because I just can't imagine that we did this with an NBA player, but I have this memory of Ian Clark and Rudy Gobert walking up the ramp from the Staples Center, which is kind of steep. I mean, not like, but just up this ramp, carting their bags to grab a car outside of the security gate, which might make sense, so that they could be taken to the La Quinta at the LAX so they could play their next game. I'll actually just ask Rudy. I don't know why I was asking Ian Clark. I'll just reach out to Rudy. But I have that memory. Like, you wonder why Rudy's got a chip on his shoulder. Like, being picked 27th, not playing, going to the G League. Like, this is actually a pretty remarkable journey and story. And so when he, like, talks about the message to the kids and the message of inspiration and the message of perseverance, he's got a story there to tell. I think, you know, and it still exists today, right? Like, that chip on his shoulder is still real, and rightfully so. I mean, he still feels like, even with this contract, I'm pretty certain that Rudy feels as though, you know, he's not respected yet. That's the beauty of Rudy. That's why he's always trying to get better. And the story out of camp this year, Donovan mentioned this in one of his press conferences the other day, and was that they couldn't tell whether the negotiations going poorly or well, because Rudy just came out every day. The word from what I had heard at camp so far this year is that Rudy Gobert was absolutely a beast in camp every day. That there was a day where just the way the teams are formed, like somebody ended up guarding him and he just crushed them. Crushed them. Not like in a personal, like, but that's Rudy. Like, go at all times. So I think that's, you know, that's kind of awesome about Rudy. I thought there were two other things with Ryan Smith that were really interesting that I wanted to get to. Let's start off with what type of owner he wants to be.
So on the ownership side, yeah, I mean, I've been fortunate enough to get to know quite a few owners over the years. And once this deal happened, you know, I talked to Ballmer, I've talked to Cuban a bunch. And, you know, everyone's got their own style. And I think, you know, the first question I get asked is like, what type of owner are you going to be? How's this going to come in? And it's like, that's too complicated. I'm just going to be Ryan. And this is who I am. I've already run a pretty large organization for a long time, and trying to switch off from being a different person there to a person here, that just, it really doesn't fly. And I think if you look around the league, people are just being themselves. And
he does reference both Steve Ballmer and Mark Cuban more than any other owners. Those are clearly the age group owners, tech smarts, guys that he connects to. Those are the two that he has felt a connection to, and I wouldn't say is modeling, but is communicating with in this process. That's very clear. I thought there was another part of this where just kind of a tribute to who the Millers are in this, and let's go to that.
I've said this in a couple of interviews, is that I've never been through a transaction like this where, and I've been through a few where there was really three parties. There was Gail and the Miller family, there was myself as a buyer, and then there was this third party, which was the community. And legitimately, I think the third party had the biggest voice at every single moment. And I hope that in sports, in all of sports, in a transition, that everyone can look at the way the Millers have done this as an example of how it should be. And I'm thrilled that they're still going to stay in and stay close and be a part of it, and be able to, you know, in Gail's position, just to be able to keep doing what Gail does and give. I mean, she's just such an asset to the community, and it's true, and everyone feels that way. So, you know, I'm pretty excited.
I've been reluctant to talk about the reasons I'm excited about the Ryan Smith ownership for twofold. One is I in no ways ever want to make a comment about how this transition in a positive light would in any way, shape, or form discredit the Millers in what they did. I think, you know, you got to be a little careful, like, about the, you know, the excitement about the new partner without somehow discrediting the incredible run and who they were for our community. So I've been very, very careful. And at some point I'll talk about the areas where I do think that there's an exciting new transition that represents Utah, and that Ryan and Ashley Smith are the next step in that. And it makes sense. I did that a little bit on the day. The other one that's just so fascinating is, you know, like, frankly, the Millers just true to who they are in that process, true to who they want to be, making sure that the community is taken care of in those conversations. All right, NBA season predictions, thoughts, surprises, final says, Jazz rolling all of it, over-unders, all of those things in our final segment today on the show. Again, Locked On NBA season preview available for you. Make sure you go and grab that. Today's show is brought to you by Built Bar, the most nutritious, best tasting, healthiest protein bar. It's even more deliciouser. Debate, is that a word? We're going with it. That's right, Built Bar, with their six new flavors of caramel brownie and cookies and cream, lemon almond cheesecake, apple almond crisp, and the originals, the coconuts, the caramels, the double chocolates, the oranges. Built Bars are for the health conscious guy. Lose weight, maintain weight, stay healthy, grab a meal without bursting out with sugar and carbs. That's what Built Bar does for you. When you can compare the Built Bar to the leading men's protein bar, it's not comparable on how much healthier it is for you. And then it tastes way better. Go to BuiltBar.com, promo code locked on. That's BuiltBar.com, promo code locked on. And while you're there, feel free to check out any of the other numerous products that Built is building into their brand. That's BuiltBar.com, promo code locked on. All right, predictions. Who's out there? What are we expecting? Let's go to the betonline.ag last day of NBA futures. Does anybody quibble with the team win numbers? Here's what we got for team wins in the NBA this year. Obviously, everyone's got the Lakers as number one at 47.5. The Clippers one game behind that at 46.5. Denver and Dallas at 43.5 for 3 and 4. And Utah at 5 at 42.5. Remember, we're playing 72 games. Portland just one game behind that at 41.5. What a tight. I mean, one game, this is what kind of sums it up. Like, so the Lakers are up at 47. The Clippers are at 46. That's a pretty big jump. Then Dallas and Denver at 43.5. Utah at 42.5. We open with Portland, who's at 41.5. Then we slip, I believe, next to Phoenix at 39.5. The Pelicans, who I'm really high on, at 35.5. I'm not allowed to bet on it, the NBA, but if I was to go on any over anywhere, that would be my over. Would be the 37. It would be the New Orleans Pelicans. I think they're at 35.5. I think they are. I think they're going to be good. I think Bledsoe's really good. I don't think it's as big a drop to Holiday in the regular season. I think Steven Adams is really good. I think they have a lot of NBA players, which this year is going to be more important than ever before. So that's a little bit. Portland's interesting because Portland's right behind us at 41.5. And Portland has been over on their over-under for 3 of the last 4 years. And Terry Stotts just outperforms expectations. So that one makes me nervous just because they are already right behind us and we're there. And we're kind of just, we've always got a little something that derails a little bit of our season that we don't quite get to where we think we're going to get to. Hopefully that doesn't happen this year. Dallas at 43.5 is interesting because it's obviously Luka. But what also, you know, Porzingis is hurt. Dwight Powell is hurt. And I wouldn't, you know, it seems like a lot has to line up really well for them to get to 43.5. And then Denver at 43.5, I think just comes down to Michael Porter Jr. Right? Like, Michael Porter Jr. seems to me to be what the question is there. Like, Michael Porter Jr. explodes and they're rolling. Here's the BetOnline coach of the year. Steve Nash, Ty Lue, Monty Williams, Eric Spoelstra, Rick Carlisle. Spoelstra, Carlisle, Stevens, Vogel, all at plus 1,200. Defensive player of the year. Anthony Davis, Giannis, Rudy, and then a big drop to Bam Adebayo and Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. Most improved, which is such a silly award, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, DeAndre Ayton, Michael Porter Jr., Christian Wood, Jamal Murray, Kobe White, Zion Williamson. Michael Porter Jr. seems like the really logical one there. Sixth Man of the Year award. Jordan Clarkson is flying in at number two now. Lou Williams, Jordan Clarkson, Danilo Gallinari, Goran Dragic. I would not take Lou Williams. Serge Ibaka. Be interesting to see if Serge Ibaka doesn't end up starting. The MVP of the season, Luka, is now the favorite considerably, followed by Giannis, followed by Steph. LeBron, AD, and Durant all the same, then Harden, then Lillard, then Kawhi, then Devin Booker, Jason Tatum, Joel Embiid, then Nikola Jokic, and then Zion Williamson. Donovan's plus 6,000, 6,600, with Kyle, tied with Kyle Lowry, Ben Simmons, and Paul George. And your NBA Rookie of the Year, LaMelo Ball, Obi Toppin, James Wiseman, Killian Hayes. I think I would take Killian Hayes. And I don't know anything about his game, just opportunity. Anthony Davis, or Anthony Edwards. Denny Avdija, pretty big drop. So those are the NBA futures at betonline.ag. It's an interesting little number to think about when you're doing the over-unders. If you're playing that game or you're interested in that in any way, is that conference games drop from 63 to 58%. So the West is only playing in-conference games 58%. They used to be playing 63%. That's a pretty big change. That is Locked On Jazz today. Tomorrow will be a pregame for the opener. Enjoy the two games tonight. I'll have you fired up tomorrow for the matchup between the Utah Jazz and the Portland Trailblazers. Thanks very much for tuning in. Today's edition of Locked On Jazz. Right now, tell your smart device to play the most recent episode of podcast Locked On Bets. Have a great one. See you.